Chad, you have some Miami connections here. So does it feel good that you're coming in and you've got David Njoku here and maybe even know Duke Johnson?
Yes, ma'am. The first two people to text me, you know, it's great. I'm going to, you know, a place where I got some family there, you know, a new family, a big family. So I'm just anxious to get up there.
Hey, Andrew Berry from the front office just said that you were the most physical defensive lineman in the draft. How does that make you feel?
Well, it made me feel good, you know. Now I know I'm living up to it because other people saying it and important people saying it. So I just got to keep it going and get more physical on the field, bring more power, more speed to the game, and just help my team out.
Hey, Chad, I saw a tweet that called you a musical prodigy and that you produced for Rick Ross. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I've been doing music since probably the age of 3, probably way before that, but really, like, understanding music, I've been doing it since 3 years old, and I just always took it with me, kept it going, and as I got older, I got away from the band because I was doing football, I couldn't do both, so that was more of a hobby to me, but, you know, I was good at a hobby, and it took me to the next level, so just went crazy with it and somehow linked up with Rick Ross and, you know, made some hits.
Miami really has come back in a big way these last couple of years, especially this past season. How much fun was that to be a part of, and talk about your role in helping transform that program around, and now you come to Cleveland where you're going to have to try and do the same?
It was big in college, you know. Miami, when we first went to, when I was getting recruited, a lot of people looked at the team or however they want to look at it. They looked at it as a problem. And, you know, I'm from Miami. We don't run from our problems. And that team is big. It's big for our city. So just going to Miami was big for me. And then just, you know, going to help the Cleveland Browns, that's going to be something big. And, you know, just helping the team, man, just going there, being mature. Doing my coach's sleep. And, you know, I'm just excited. I can't even really, like, say everything, but, you know, it's going to be big. Just me going in there and being something positive to the team.
Hey, Chad. One of these draft guys says that you weren't able to play football until later because you had asthma and a heart murmur. Can you tell us about that? Did the doctors not let you play for a while? Did you have to overcome that?
When I was younger, I couldn't. I tried to play football with my cousin. I probably was out there probably a couple of weeks, and they told me, like, let me check out again, look at another physical. And then they had some tests, and they said I couldn't play football. So for a couple of years, I was just running around the neighborhood playing with my friends. And I felt like I was ready to go at it, so I told my mom and dad, like, I got to play football. I don't want to sit behind the house, and I don't really like video games like that. So I went back out there, and I ain't feel the effect of anything that I had. And come to find out, it was gone by the time I got to play football again at the age of 12. So 12 years old, I was playing with, like, 160 pounds. Yeah, I was playing some big kids.
So when you say it was gone, when you've been checked and everything by doctors throughout this process, that nothing came up related to that?
Nothing came up. That's why I feel like football is my life. Something that God placed in my life, something that I have to do. And I guess he took away all the anything that would come up dealing with it and got rid of it. So I got to play football. I get to play football at the highest level.
Yeah, what are your memories of Three Rivers Stadium and knowing that's the Browns' most hated rival coming up?
I can't even say it right now, but it's going to be big. Trust.
Anybody else?
Chad, could you just tell us a little more about your music career? Obviously, it seems to be going well. Just how important that is to you and whether you think you'll be able to continue doing that while you're in the NFL?
The music is, like I said, it was a hobby. It was just a hobby, and it's something I'm good at. You know, it's another gift from God. And I just took it to the next level. And dealing with football, it was never a distraction from me. It was just a hobby. You know, you can't play football 24/7. So on the off time, that was just something I did, and I guess it blew up. And, you know, being good at two things, hey, it's just, I feel like it's a good thing. Some people feel like it's a bad thing, but I don't really listen to what other people say. You know, I think my music is another way for me to learn when I'm on the field, just running or hitting or something. And I go to the rhythm of my beat. And I want to move, and I really want to. I'm going fast. That's just me. Anything I deal with in life is it got a little music in it. That's why I like hitting people.
You mentioned that you like hitting people. If I read the numbers right, 26 tackles for loss, 10 sacks. Could you just talk about your physicality and ability to be disruptive in the backfield?
Yeah, I take pride in that, being in the backfield, lining up over the guards, on the edge. No matter where I line up, I take pride in being in the backfield. That's just something, being physically playing D-line in the trenches, you got to get in the backfield. Don't get pushed back. That's something you learn when you're in little league and you're playing with all the small children. So you got to take it all the way up. You'll never forget that. So I just, being physical on the field is something I love to do. You know, we could legally hit somebody, you know, so that's something I take on the field me every time I step on the grass.
Yeah, your season was on a roll until you guys lost in Pittsburgh. What happens with a game like that? What do you do to try to turn things around?
Oh, you were breaking up a little bit. Can you say it again?
Yes, the Pitt game.
Hello?
When you guys had a great season going till you lost to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
What do you do when something like that happens to turn things around? Because knowing, you know, in the NFL, things change from week to week.
On things like that, you know, just playing out of you, what I really learned. Just when something bad happens, you just got to find out where the source comes from. Anything bad happens, got a source, and, you know. Anything negative or people slacking or people feeling complacent, you know, playing a game where everybody good and in a league where everybody is good, so you can't be complacent with a win. Do good 1 week, you got to bring that same energy and more energy the next week. So that'll be something big. That was something I had to do. That was good. Coach Rick pushed us, never be complacent, just keep working out, work harder for the next team, and even teams that a lot of people around look at it as a sorry team or something. That's probably how we slipped up with Pittsburgh. But I know Coach was choosing everyone. Don't pay attention to the outside because that team is gonna come to play. And you gotta feel like that towards any team, no matter who it is.